Jack Diamond Morning Show, Mix 107.3. If you know, do you tell? Pink, who knew?
Mm-hmm. Who knew?
Who knew? Do you tell?
Yeah.
Do you tell?
I knew.
What do you know?
And I didn't want to know, but I knew. Last week, I was in a little bakery slash restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And I was listening to this tool of a guy on his cell phone talking about his current relationship and comparing it to his last relationship.
So you overheard a con? You weren't with him. You overheard
I
a
con? I wasn't with him. We were each alone. I was just, you know, drinking a big bowl of coffee, and he was sitting in front of the fireplace just, I don't know what he was doing, but he was on his own, and he kind of had his feet up on the chair in front of him. That was the first thing. I thought he was sort of a tool. I was like, you're in a restaurant, buddy. I mean, it's a casual little place, but, you know, put your feet up on the chair. I don't know.
Well, just talking on a cell phone loud enough for other people to hear is gauche anyway, isn't it? It's just,
yeah.
And you're annoying everyone.
Yeah. It's a little crass.
Well, yeah, Jack, I remember you telling us last week, you went to Judge Jack, and this is a tough situation you were in.
It's tough, because when he was comparing this current woman to the former girlfriend, it was in an intimate way.
Yeah, talking about
their intimate life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, ooh, I hate to think somebody would talk about me like that. That's horrible. And then when he used her name, and it was so incredibly unusual, like my daughter Maren, I mean, you couldn't, if you overheard somebody talking about her, you'd know who they're talking about. I knew that he was talking about my girlfriend. And it was hard to listen. I literally wanted to tap him on the shoulder, except that I'm just too much of a... Otherwise, I would.
Well, how do you do that, though? How do you approach somebody and go, by the way, dialing? He's going to like, hey, listen, that's what I'm saying about her is true.
Right. I mean, well, and that's it. If you stand by that, you stand by that. That's whatever. So then, of course, I had to decide whether to tell her or not. And Judge Jack said, and you guys both said.
As a friend, I'd want to know.
Tell her.
As a friend, because this guy, obviously, is not only not keeping their secrets.
Right.
He's broadcasting it in public, telling somebody else on the phone. He's not worth knowing. If that's
right.
His demeanor, this is not going anywhere.
No. And wouldn't you want to get out now? I mean, I'd hate to, you know, if they went through their life for the next 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, and then broke up, I'd feel horrible that I had never told her when she could escape now. And especially because he was saying she didn't kind of measure up to the last girlfriend. It was like, ooh, okay. So
now we're grading our lovers.
We're
publicly sharing the grade.
Right. And I'm not talking about a guy in his 40s. Like, stop it already. So I saw her over the weekend. She came over and watched some little football. And I was nervous because I just don't want to get involved. But I finally explained the situation. I said, you know, this is awkward. I was sitting there and I was listening to this conversation, and then he said, X, your name. And her eyes kind of got big, and she's like, you're sure that's what he said? I mean, were you sitting close enough to absolutely hear? It wasn't a name quite like hers that is more normal. I said, no, mm-mm. And she is seeing somebody new, so she figured it was... Well, I didn't know she'd reach out right then and get in touch with him.
Oh,
from your couch.
Right there.
Oh, boy.
Right from the... I'm thinking...
Well, you heard one side of the conversation. Erica, you may as well hear her side.
I don't want to be part of this.
Oh, you're part of it.
I'm part of it now.
And Erica Hillary told me she overheard you.
Right? But we don't know each other. I've never met him.
Oh, you will.
Oh, my God. So she... And might I just point out, do you remember last week when I said my girlfriend who was seeing somebody and was curious about, is he seeing anybody else?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I said, why don't you just ask him instead of, you know, she wanted me to go full on PI on him and find out. And I said, why don't you just ask? And he said, when would I have time?
Right.
And I said, if a guy answers a question with a question, he's lying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this girl calls the guy she's seeing, said my friend was sitting by you at Le Pain Quotidien and said that you said XYZ about me. And he said, why would I do that?
Yeah.
That was his answer.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, that is kind of a legitimate, opening volley. Well, why would I do that? I don't know, but you did. And she
and
heard it, and yada, yada,
he
yada.
He said it didn't happen, and the whole rest of the conversation became him saying to her, so putting the onus back on her kind of emotionally, do you really think I would say that about you?
Not good.
And I'm sitting there thinking, but you did.
Mm.
I heard you. And by the end of the conversation, he had her convinced he had never said such a thing.
Oh,
now,
no.
Mind you, I could say to her, by the way, he wears sunglasses on his forehead instead of on top of his head. And he had a green military jacket on. Sound like the guy you're dating, you know, but I didn't, because he's now convinced her. He never said anything of the sort. And in fact, He's like, why would I even talk about my old girlfriend? That's so 2 years ago. I don't even think about all questions.
Now she's giving Erica the evil eye going, oh, really?
She was a little... I mean, she was nice about it. It was like, well, you know, I appreciate you being honest with me if you thought that's what you heard, but you should probably be careful going forward that you really heard what you heard. And I'm like, oh.
She doesn't want to believe.
She doesn't want
to? And she doesn't want to believe she's a second-rate lover. That's, that's really the problem here.
I guess none of us want to believe. I mean, I suppose I was guilty of not hearing things I didn't want to hear, too. But, man, like now I can never meet the boyfriend. Now she and I aren't going to have the same friendship because, you know, it's just such a bummer.
Judge Jimmy, you gave terrible advice, Dan. What the hell's wrong with you? I still think you did the right thing. She has to know. And one day she'll find out. Tiger never changes its stripes.